We're back, baby. We're back on this podcasting flow. And today's episode of my podcast is called Twitter. And in this episode, we're basically just going to be going over some controversial stuff that's happening on Twitter.
Say it, sister.
First thing first, Wendy's is over. Was trending last night. And you want to know why it was trending? I'll tell you. You want to know why? I'm not chewing spoons, I'm just doing it for the lols.
Okay, let's talk.
Because,
was it 250 or 500?
200,000.
Oh, they donated $200,000 towards the Donald Trump campaign.
Alright, let's talk. Let's talk about race. I think we all know what's happening right now in the world. And there's no point sugarcoating it. People are dying in the hands of people who should be protecting those people. And they are doing so because of the color of their skin.
Bars.
And it's not just happening to Black people. It's happening to Native Americans as well.
Yep.
Indigenous people also need to be heard at this point, along with us Black folk. And I think that we need to work on being more inclusive because there are others suffering alongside us. And if they see us ignoring their pain and their plight, then they will not stand for us or with us. Mm. And so we must stand with them.
You heard it here first, folks. Be more open-minded and don't be a hypocrite. And also, stop looting places, you white people.
And stop being violent.
Stop being violent.
You unwarranted folk.
Because you make the whole cause and movement look stupid and violent. If it's not peaceful, then it's not as empowering. It just makes us Black people look bad. So, yeah. You know, I'm going to see. Oh, yeah. We have one more topic, right? On Twitter. Emma Watson is being canceled. And I'll tell you what she's being canceled for. Emma Watson was silent for a week and didn't speak anything about the Black Lives Matter movement. And she posted one picture.
I think it was three.
Three?
Three Black posts.
Oh, yeah, she posted three Black posts just so it could fit her aesthetic.
With only the hashtags and the
no, like, empowering, like, statements. She just put hashtag Black Lives Matter.
I'm kind of disappointed, honestly. I don't know, like,
we don't know why she didn't post. Maybe there was a reason behind it, because she isn't usually on social media, so I'm not trying to bash her.
But I also don't want to excuse it.
Yeah, but she should. She has a platform. She should use it. I mean, shoot, though, if she wants to make the Black Lives Matter post with her aesthetic, then that would be her aesthetic. It's just a white border. I'm like, I was so pissed.
Because she didn't say anything.
Yeah, because she didn't say anything, they were pissed. Yeah. But also, Black folks, fellow Black people, we shouldn't, not all Black people are doing this, but we shouldn't be forcing people with platforms to post stuff on their story or on their social media, because if they're doing it without truly like meaning it and supporting, then there's no point. Like maybe they just post one thing and then they get on with their lives. Like that's how they view it. They don't. And if you're bothering them in the comment section, then it doesn't help anything. Like if you truly mean it, then do what you want to do. You don't always have to post. So fellow Black people, that's what you should work on. And
I just listened to the short speech, "We Shall Overcome," by Martin Luther King. And I've never been so enlightened in my life. Because it combines, like, he spoke, but he never spoke in his own authority. Like, he spoke using the Bible to back it up. I wish someone like him was still alive. I wish someone like him can step up. Because all these, you know, all these protests, they had a leader, right? I feel like we need someone. Because it's getting a bit, I don't know, not fashion right. I feel like we need a process. Like
we need Obama back.
We need acts to be made.
Oh, you know, Obama can make good speeches.
Exactly.
Obama is a good Black man. I want him back.
We should put him as the head of the protest. Like,
I'm like, screw it. Michelle should be the head.
Because I feel
Oprah.
Like...
Oprah's impression.
Like,
still.
We need somebody like that. I'm going to be praying for somebody like that to step up. Because we need acts against police violence to be made. We need them to reform how cops are trained. It's not only complaining. Like, we actually need legal action to happen. Like, all these protests, they'll just stop and no rights, nothing was made. Instead, our rights have been taken away by the federal government. Right?
Yeah.
I tweet about it, bro. Like, we need legal action. But under Trump, I don't know if that's possible.
Anywho, y'all, Anonymous hit us up 2 days ago. And they had information about Trump. Trump was a part of the Black Book in Epstein's sex trafficking minors. So we have a rapist as a president. We have a racist, a rapist, a stupid orange man as a president. And have you just go through his Twitter, right, and read all his tweets? He sounds like a child.
He sounds like his son got his Twitter.
Exactly.
Like,
it's not mature.
He tweets stuff like fake news! !
And then he thanks himself in his
thing. Yeah. Don't forget, we almost got into World War III at the beginning of the year because of him.
This man, he stoops, and he's leading the country. Are you joking?
Also,
so
Joe Biden was seen at a protest. Just keep that in mind, too.
Vote Joe.
Vote Joe Biden. Okay, what else? What else can we hit up?
Follow me on Instagram. Oh, shoot, I don't have Instagram.
I wish they could be something like
that. Subscribe to me on YouTube. Kakayo. Ewa. That's you. And A.
Make sure to follow the protests. But
yeah.
Be non-violent.
Be respectful.
Be respectful.
Don't loot small businesses.
Loot
yeah.
Target, though.
Loot Wendy's.
Yeah.
Loot Wendy's.
Yeah. Don't destroy people's cars. Don't destroy people's property. You don't know what they're going through.
Mm.
So it's not fair to do that.
Unless they're the cops.
Yes.
And make sure you cover your face because they can easily identify, especially if you're in LA or Atlanta. I would really recommend
that. And if
that.
You're an immigrant.
Also
yeah.
Chicago.
If
yeah.
you're an undocumented immigrant,
just don't.
Stay safe.
Like, don't even go protest.
Yeah,
it's probably
because ICE is going to be in LA, so that's not the best idea.
And not just undocumented. If you're in the process, just do it.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. Yeah. I mean, it's worth it, but like, you've risked too much.
And when you grow, be wary of cops. Don't stay too close because they arrest random people at random times.
And when they start talking about arresting people, yeet out of there.
Leave.
Yeet. Stop it.
But don't forget about your rights to video.
Yeah.
Because they say you can't, but you can.
Record them, hold, man. Expose.
Because you always tell people you can't record. Like, get rid of your phone. Because if you don't know your rights, you are in big trouble. Because they can rob you of your rights if you're not careful. Period.
It's true. Someone said Emma has been an activist for all humans' rights for the longest time now. She's been raising awareness for years on a variety of issues, and people are still beating on.
Yeah, but she just—it was just like a 5-day thing. It's still happening, so she can still show awareness, even though it's 5 days.
But if she does say it now, people will say it, but she's only doing it because of COVID. And so there's no win.
There's no win. Like, okay, guys. Why am I able to say? How does that into a sentence?
I don't know. That's unlikely. People don't understand.
You do the right thing, you get bashed. You do the wrong thing, you get bashed. Like, there's no win for anyone. Like, before, when Billie Eilish was posting All Lives Matter wasn't a thing, and Black Lives Matter, like, is more important. Of course, like, All Lives Matter. But, like, Black lives are the ones getting killed because of their skin color. And also other races, but we don't pay attention to that. That's for a different podcast. People in the comments, some people, like, maybe, like, 2-3 that I saw were like, Billie, you don't understand. You're not Black. You can't speak on this. But then if she doesn't speak on this, then people will be like, oh my gosh, but Alice isn't raising awareness. She's freaking racist. I bet she's voting for Trump. Like, it's like there's no win. Like, everyone is going to have a problem with what you're doing or saying. Like, just say whatever the hell you want to say if that's how you feel. And if you really don't care about the whole thing, then don't do anything because it's just useless. Like, if you're just going to post once or, like, donate freaking $10 so people don't bother you about it anymore, then just stop. But, yeah. Stop hating. This is a time where we have to treat each other with respect despite our skin color. And just protest peacefully. Try to stay out of danger if you're already in a dangerous position or if you're undocumented. Speak your opinion on social media because you do have freedom of speech. People will have a problem no matter what you say, so might as well say whatever the hell you want to say. And yeah, let's see if I can find something else that's trending on Twitter that I can talk about. What the hell did Olive Garden do?
They sung that song.
Chains that agree with Trump.
Chick-fil-A must be on there.
Bang. Yeah, Chick-fil-A's on there. In-N-Out.
Yeah, I can't support Chick-fil-A.
I still want to eat the crab. It tastes good. I mean, look, what if they supported Trump? Maybe this whole incident, people had to change their heart.
Okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm not going to use the money, right? I'll use my 3 points.
I just buy. So, okay, but as soon as I was buying the thing, okay, cool. Anyways, Chick-fil-A, Taco Bell, McDonald's, Wendy's.
Taco Bell? For the Mexicans, Taco Bell?
KFC.
Shut up. KFC?
KFC.
Louisiana's chicken?
KFC.
The Black people's chicken?
KFC.
Shut up. I can't support.
Pizza Hut, Waffle House.
No.
Waffle House, bro.
Do you know how many Black people support Waffle House?
You know when they were protesting, right? They were breaking into everything, but people were like, protect the Waffle House.
No one go into the Waffle House.
That's so Waffle House is going to be messed up now, too. IHOP, Carl's Jr.
IHOP. So where are we going to get our waffles? Kiki's. Damn. Kiki's is up
is
here.
Kiki's good.
Kiki's is good. The waffles are freaking good.
Alright.
Kiki's is out here taking his stand.
Olive Garden is funding Trump's re-election.
Suck my dick. Did you get what they said on the podcast?
What?
Oh, Phineas and Polly and the first one were bashing Olive Garden because it doesn't taste good. It's crappy.
It does. It really doesn't taste good. I went there for a friend's birthday. Oh, Olive Garden is defending themselves, saying it's fake false. People are probably like boycotting Olive Garden.
Oh, yeah.
Wendy's.
What is even doing? Wendy's is crap. Like. Why do they even exist?
We have a McDonald's.
You guys listen to Popeyes.
For real, Popeyes is good.
Those Cajun fries, come on, man.
Okay, hashtag delete Facebook now is trending. Let me read on why.
That's
why I'm trying to
find that. Delete
what the hell?
What?
He doesn't
That's
believe?
That's what he was telling me. He said that he doesn't see it. It's happening.
Maybe he meant to say that differently.
Nah. Kiss never talks. He looks like a sick man all the time. He always looks sick. Like there's something wrong with him.
Everyone's deleting Facebook now. Alright, y'all, sometimes it's so fun. Can I stop playing this on the phone? And if you're wondering what that meant, it's because we're playing Martin. We live in an all-white neighborhood, maybe some like Asian people and Indian people, but are they Indian? Are they Indian or are they like Middle East? The people. They're from,
one of them is African, the other
one of them
Indian.
Is African, the other is Indian. But we are. Wait, does that mean they're black? Oh my gosh, that sounds so stupid. Just because you're from Africa doesn't mean you're black, right? You could be born, but you're not. Okay, so they're South African.
South African? No, they aren't. Those the brown people?
Yeah.
They're brown.
Okay, they're brown, and they're also
but
some Asian people.
Africa.
Yeah, not all Africans are black. You know, I saw something, right? And they were like, this white kid was like saying the N-word because he said he defended himself and said, I was born in Africa.
The foreigner? Are you dumb? Like, are you stupid? Even me, an African that is black.
I don't even
say doesn't feel
comfortable
saying
it. I don't feel
comfortable
saying it. But anyways, I was saying, we're the only black people in our neighborhood. So we put up Black Lives Matter posters in front of our garage. So, you know, to spread awareness and stuff. And also we were playing Martin Luther King speeches in the back with our speakers so people could hear it and stuff. So that's what we did. I just turned it off. We turned it off now. But, anywho.
Everyone else is
suck. Suck
my dick. Okay, I'm gonna go to shower. I think I come off and help you. Okay?
Alright.
Teddy, from now on, you're a black man.
He's a white cat.
No.
If he was a race, Teddy would be white.
He's a black man. We've deemed him black.
The most spoiled person I've ever met. We're talking about our
You're
cat.
A good black woman.
He's a tabby cat. He acts like a spoiled black boy. Man, I'm trying to slide into somebody's DMs.
I'm only sliding into my boyfriend's DMs.
Shut up.
Mm.
Apple Music joins Blackout Tuesday by pausing browse function.
Ah!
What? You can't browse.
Let me check.
Okay.
You know what this should do? This should, if music is over Apple, they should remove it for the week.
They should what?
Remove it for the week. It is made by the right people.
That
is... I'm just saying.
But I don't want Billy's stuff to be
It's stuck. Okay, she can pause.
Oh, alright, I think we're going to end.
And I want to really be out here trending. I want to look at it. It doesn't hurt my feelings.
Anywho, guys, so I think I'm to end the podcast. So,
yeah. Do you continue texting people?
Who?
You.
Oh, the people I was arguing with on Twitter.
Yeah.
Okay, so she texts. I responded to her crap, right? Mm-hmm. And then she responded to mine, and then I responded to her. And then I think she thought I made perfect sense, so she didn't respond back. She was like, "Dab, she's right." That's what I would like to believe.
What is she saying here?
How is that a stupid joke? People take so way out of proportion. I'm telling you, this girl probably made a racist joke in her life. Does anyone want to bring that up and be like, "Oh, damn, that's so insensitive of you"? Frick you, man. Frick you. Suck my dick.
I can't watch Just Mercy. Okay? I can't watch Just
Oh, Mercy. And if you want to watch movies about Black.
Exactly. You see, there are people. There are people who have done this. They don't have to tweet about it. There are people who have been speaking their whole life.
Exactly.
Right? Like, you don't have
like
to.
You don't
like,
have
if you've
to.
Been saying the same thing over and over again, just look at what you've been saying before. Like, oh, like, it's the same thing for Emma Watson in a sense, right? Like, anyway, whatever. I'm not trying to.
If you don't say, like. And Kendrick Lamar and people like those, like Emma Watson, Kendrick Lamar, they always speak on like activism.
Shoot them, those mofos.
They always speak on activism and stuff, right? And the one time they don't, they're getting bashed. But they have been speaking about this like their whole career, like the whole time. They use their platform to speak about it before this whole mess happened.
Mm-hmm.
They already know. Like, it's like it happens so often, like, not only to Black people, too, to other people of colors, other minorities. So, I don't know. They shouldn't be bashed because they didn't post anything in
the
database.
These are the fools. These are the anti-Black fools being violent. But will they tear gas? Those useless fools.
Anywho, I want to end the podcast now because I've been saying that for the longest time. Thank you for listening to whatever this is. Yeah.